Speaking for my former colleagues in China, and I also grew up in this region, so I know the significance and I was willing to help out translating and processing the data. So my co-authors are still in China, so I'm presenting here. So water shortage in northwest plateau of loose plateau is very serious. You know, you can only grow one crop in a year and only in a limited period of time. And the place has very nice soil, you know, several hundred feet deep, and the quality of soil is pretty good. So there has been, you know, rain-fed agriculture only. I do think that's a perfect condition for sustainable agriculture in the future. So when you have the rainfall hit the ground, you involve salinity and irrigated agriculture becomes unsustainable over the period of time. So if we remember the disappearance of civilizations in the history, it's all because of irrigated agriculture. So here, it's basically you can practice some rain-fed agriculture. It's a semi-arid region with rainfall between 250 and 550 millimeters. So some crops can survive during the period of time. And the rainfall is somehow, you know, evenly distributed during the growing season. So that's why people can still live there. So kind of a farming based on mulching or a lot of traditional practice has been surviving there. So there's still a lot of people. Basically, the agriculture, you say that was originated from this region in China, so many thousand years ago. So therefore, there was a reason still the soil is in very good condition. I can tell you the potato is the best quality. So consider soil quality, and I also tested the Idaho potato. So it's a potato town of China, they just named it. So the site is it's more or less in the geographic center of China. So it's northwest, and the region here, so there's a big lake over here as a large mountain here. The rainfall is more or less supplied by this mountain range. So through the summertime thunderstorm and frequent rainfall events, you can see this is from April to October. So every 10 to 20 days, you expect a rainfall event. So this experiment was done in 2002 and 2003. You can see 2003 get a little bit more rain. But for high water requirement crops, they may not survive. So some of the lower requirement crops may survive over here. So that's how you can see at the frequency, most 61% of the rainfall, you know, is from small precipitation between 0 and 5. And 23% is between 5 and 10, and 10 to 15. Just a very little bit, larger storms are very rare. But you can see more frequent small rainfalls are more pronounced in this region. Therefore, so if you want agriculture, you got to do something to collect the rainfall and supply locally to the plants. So this is the sketch of a rich and furrow rain harvest system, you know. Talking about this, you know, everybody knows the furrow irrigation. We usually introduce water to the furrow, then have crops on the ridge. So this is the reverse. You have the crop in the furrow, and the ridge is going to be covered or just make it collecting rainfall. So the water will be running down to the furrow to supply to the crops. The design was having a 30 centimeter, 45 centimeter, or 60 centimeter ridge width in comparison to a 60 centimeter furrow width. So this is kind of fixed width. So they did really a laborious experiment in the field. Over 2 years, I really appreciate that. And some scientists may assume that there's no science in this. So, but I found out there is some science. You know, you want to know how much percentage of rainfall can be collected, and evaporation regime here, it's all dynamics. So it works to be investigated here. So here they have two kind of design. Here's you know, for regular farmers, they may not have time or have money to invest, you know. The other thing is to, if you have a little money, you can invest it using the plastic cover of the ridges. So another thing, the soil here is blown over from Gobi Desert. It's very porous and infiltration is very high. So however you put this ridge, how hard it is, it may absorb all the rainfall, especially for the little ones. Remember, little ones has highest frequency in this region. So it was a pretty neat science here. This is a field you can see. And in the winter, right after Christmas or sometime, you can prepare the field. You can have a plastic ridge, you have the bare ridge here. And different period of time, there's no irrigation water. So it's purely depending on the God. So if you give me more rain, so my plants will survive. And temperature is generally lower in this region. That's why it is perfect for potatoes. So design to collect the runoff from the ridge to see how much supplement water can be added to the furrow so that crop can survive and can be harvested here. So here you can see this is a tank that is collecting almost all the water coming down from the ridge through a pipe system here. And they have recorded every rainfall event and the amount of runoff and convert to the average aerial rainfall equivalent numbers. So you can see this is the hydrograph. So we can see in hydrology we see this is a rainfall. It's in from smaller to higher. You can see the green ones. You have this year and this year. Lower rainfall, you have a lower runoff. High rainfall, you have a higher runoff. So same thing on the second year. What you can see, because the rainfall is so low, mostly below 5 millimeters, so there's almost no runoff here. And you can see the bare roots can barely support the plants over there. However, if you cover the ridges using plastic, you can see most of the rainfall can be recovered here and added to the furrow for the plants to grow here. And however, you see not 100% of the water is recovered in this system. So we plot this system. This is a runoff and this is a precipitation. You can see this is a plastic covered system. This is a bare soil. So it's basically has no effects at all. The plastic covered has more recovery. You can see this is uncovered, and CR is a covered ridge. So this is similar. 2 years is almost the same results. And most people assume that if you have a plastic on the ridge, you should have 100% recovery, but that is not true. In reality, here you have a maximum recovery of 70%. That is corresponding to a 60 centimeter ridge width, so compared to a 60 centimeter of the furrow. So then you have a 45, and of course this will proportionally going down to 60%. So the observation says that in reality, not all the rainfall becomes runoff. So there's a on-site, on-time evaporation, splashing, a lot of things are going on in the field. By the way, how much cover by the crops in the furrow, there are a lot of science to be investigated too. So comparably, less than 10% of the runoff is recovered if there's no plastic, if it is the bare soil in the field. So it's a simple science. And In order to design a perfect system for farmers in there to, you know, to decide, you know, depends on where you are, so it depends on how much annual rainfall in that. And you have a crop requirement for, let's say, 400 millimeters, some crops. Some corn may need 600 millimeter of rainfall or water. So you can design that, and you can see that's the rainfall. So we did multiple regression here. So and the runoff is depending on the precipitation and also cover or not. If you have a bare soil, that value will be zero. If you have a covered, that value should be one. So you can put one or zero here. And you have a ridge width, you know, 30 or 45 or even 100 centimeters. So when this equation, you can change these values. So the statistics is pretty good, you know, the coefficient of correlation is about 0.86 here, 0.74, and this statistics say that this equation is pretty good. So usually we do, you know, field experiment with repeat or treatment things. For this system, they have sufficient number of data. So to see this is to predict, you know, what I'm going to use for next year. If somebody meteorologist say, we will have a 5 millimeter rainfall next year. Probably it's a medium year or dry year or wet year. So you have that, and you have your crop requirement here. So let's say 700 millimeter, you can have that value, and you have the precipitation value. So then you want to decide whether I need plastic cover or not in order to have a harvest there. So this equation can be used to decide how big the ridge is. So that will determine how much money need to be invested for plastics. So it's kind of neat, and I think you can see the major crop over there is potato. Without the cover of the ridge, you know, the potato is barely surviving, although it is a deep-rooted plant. And this soil is very good at retaining soil water, so it still survives. But if you have plastic, the yield is going to be double maybe. So it's hard to evaluate the yield, because the yield is also dependent on meteorology, on pest, on fertilizer, or other parameters. So we think that the basic engineering measure by a plastic cover or not is sufficient to validate that this is a pretty good measure, you know, at least for local people to have a pretty good harvest. So, okay, that's it. Thank you.